Let's lash out. We can cut down on our food.
9 and 6 is not enough. Not for 2 people.
All right, then. You buy the perm set. I'll give her a comb. I think I've got one upstairs. It's hardly been used. There's only 3 teeth missing, and they're at the wide end, so it doesn't...
Look, Andre's your girlfriend, right? Now, you've got to give her something better than that. She didn't say anything last year, but I could see that she was hurt.
She had no reason to be. I got her just what she asked for. A brand new bag.
Yeah, and that touching inscription written on it. Charles Brown and Son, high-class fruiter, a Balham, Tooting and Mitchell.
I'll have you know that was a jolly good bag. It had little wooden handles and cardboard rings round where the string went through to stop it tearing. And it had pleats at the bottom so it'd fold up easily.
Tub, a girl expects a little more than that for a 21st birthday.
All I got on mine was a clap round the ear for coming in late.
There's only one way out of this. We go round and ask her what she wants, then take her out and buy it.
Of course. Come along. Hurry up before the shops close. Where's my socks?
I'm wearing them.
All right, then. Pass me spats over. Now, before we go any further, Andre, are you sure, you're quite sure that this is what you really want?
Yes, quite sure.
Very well. Be it on your own head. I'd just like to pose one question. Where do you think you're going to keep a crocodile? How can you walk into a pub with a crocodile and a lead? It's enough to put a man off his beer for the rest of his life. I'm sorry, Andre. I don't fancy the crocodile.
Oh, all right then. I won't have a crocodile.
I shouldn't think so either. Right, that's settled. Now, what are you going to have?
An ostrich.
That's more like it. You are not... having an ostrich.
But, Tony...
They are too big.
But think of the eggs.
What good are they? You'd have to boil them in the copper for 3 hours and eat them with a shovel. If you must have a pet, why can't you have a nice, ordinary, everyday type of animal? How about a nice dog?
Yeah, we'll buy a greyhound.
We will not buy a greyhound.
You can make a lot of money out of greyhounds.
You stand there in what's left of your D-mob suit and say you can make a lot of money out of greyhounds...
A horse! That's it, a horse!
All right, don't worry. He's finished now. Greyhounds and horses. He's mentioned both of them. That is his lot. His knowledge of the animal kingdom is now exhausted.
I think you're both being very unreasonable about this. It's my birthday, and I think I ought to be left to decide what I want.
Yes, but Andre, be sensible. I mean...
Oh, here's the pet shop. I'll make a final decision after we've had a look round. Look! Oh, Tony, look, in the window. All those beautiful little mice. Aren't they sweet?
We got mice at home, haven't we?
Not white ones.
We've got them all colours. White ones, red ones, blue ones, pink ones, tartan ones. Ask Bill, he's seen them.
Well, come on, let's go in and see what they've got inside. Oh, look, how wonderful. Oh, I don't know what to have. There's so much to choose from.
Hey, there's some nice racing pigeons here.
Come away from there. Gambling, that's all you think about. I'm frightened to keep chickens in case you put spurs on them. Go on, Andre. You have a look around. See what you want. Take your time.
I've decided I want that one. That lovely little animal over there. The baby gorilla. Oh, he looks so friendly and harmless. I wonder what his name is.
My friends call me Sydney.
Ah, Mr. James, charmed. I do apologize for the young lady here mistaking you for a gorilla. I can only put it down to the half light. And a suggestion that a visit to the barber's would be one and a tanner well spent.
Thank you.
Your humble servant.
Now then, what can I sell you?
We wish to purchase an animal. May we have a look round?
Certainly. Got some lovely cats here.
Oh, yes. Hello. How do you do? I recognize that ginger one. That's Mrs. Higgins. The tabby with half a tail, he's the one who scratches around me rhubarb. You can tell by the way he's spitting at me boot.